What's up? Welcome to the No Mongo Podcast, a weekly show about all things skateboarding. My name is Rick Beta. Sound a little stuffy? Yeah, that is correct. But I'm still here. I don't know. I don't know if it's allergies or just the lingering cold. Anyway, I'm not here. You guys don't pay big bucks to hear me complain, right? So I'm just going to move on. But I do, I have to mention, I do have a new microphone. So hopefully it sounds a little bit better than last week. Yeah, like, what, minutes before I was about to hop on the mic last episode, noticed that it was, the connection was broken because I left it connected and then it fell over. And guess what? Like a little brick, like a twig. So note to self, this new guy, yeah, I'm not going to leave it plugged in. Anyway, you never know what'll happen. So yeah, you can follow along on social media at Rick Beta, RickBata, or email the show, nomongopodcast@gmail.com. Woo! So many options this week. So many. Oh, I guess I'll keep it on the topic of, you know, in-season moves, kind of like rolling over the topic from last week that I talked about. Steve Rocco, and I'm assuming that maybe, I'm going to guess here, half or a quarter, or maybe more. I think more people than not tuning in right now know who he is, but he has joined the likes of Jacuzzi and Opera Skateboards and Slappy Trucks over at Sidewalk Distribution. That's a huge deal. It's a game changer, or is it? But here's what was posted on his press release on his IG page. And of course, knowing him, it was in a sarcastic and funny tone. But here, I'm going to read it. So, 3/25/2024 for immediate release. Hi, my story is quite well known, so there's no need to bore with too many details. I started World Industries in 1987, and then within a few years of starting some of the other companies run by skateboarders, we virtually had eliminated vert and freestyle and thus become known as the company that destroyed skateboarding. After flooding the market with worthless cartoon characters, I sold the company and walked away, believing my mission was accomplished. It has, however, come to my attention that skateboarding is still alive, but barely. Therefore, I announced that I'm joining Sidewalk Distribution to finish off skateboarding once and for all. Then everyone can rest and enjoy their lives once again. Thanks, Steve Rocco. So it's like, you know, like Eminem, I came here to destroy you. You know, he's joking, of course. Yeah, I mean, but like I said, a lot of you that know who Rocco is, are a lot of the old heads right now, around my age, might be throwing things against the wall, which is good or bad. Out in the streets, you know, lighting trash cans on fire, flipping over cars, calling in sick to work. You know, just going completely nuts over after hearing that announcement. How do you feel? Rocco, to many skaters, is his savior. Like, they're like, oh, he's going to come. But, I mean, honestly, what, in a real talk, I know he's joking, but what exactly does skateboarding need to be saved from? Like, what? I don't see it as that bad. I think I wish everyone could make, who wants to, could make a living off of it. Yeah, that'd be great. But does that mean it needs to be saved? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people feel that he is that one piece that skateboarding is missing. Skateboard is missing this in 2024. Thank you, Rocco, please. When I read about it and heard about it, I was kind of more or less channeling my inner Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live with the, okay, you know, that's how I feel about it all. I mean, I say good for him, of course, good for the three, you know, they're not really, I mean, they have old heads in them, but they're the three up and coming newish brands as well. You know, what this means for them all is, I guess we'll eventually find out. We don't know. I don't have an extreme take either way. It will either work or it won't. But will we ever know? Or will we just kind of fade off into the distance if it just kind of doesn't work? I mean, I think that it's always a good thing when brands, you know, in skateboarding or actually any other industry for that matter, that basically they bring in a creative or brilliant mind that's done it before, even if it's many, many decades ago, to lend a hand or lend an ear just to be there. You can't win alone, as they say. But if you flip it around the other side, too, he has definitely seen something special in one or even all three of those brands. Otherwise, why come out of retirement? Why now? Was he bored? I mean, he could have done so many other things. Did he miss skateboarding? Do we know if he's followed it all along? I mean, it says a lot about the current, you know, Sidewalk distribution portfolio that he's like, all right, you know what? I'm ready to do this. Rolls up his sleeve. Let's do this. But a lot of people are probably wondering, what can he bring to skateboarding in 2024? We might not know. It might all be behind the scenes. But yeah, for those that, if you don't know who Rocco is, he started World Industries, as he said, in 1987, a brand that is still hanging on by a thread to this day. Barely, though. Barely. He's obviously no longer involved, but it's still going nonetheless. You know, I mean, former NMP guest of mine, Anthony Shetler, he helps get the boards out and pressed and all that stuff. I mean, it's barely hanging on by a thread. And I know I follow the IG, that page, but I couldn't tell you one rider that's on the team. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure that it's still around, but it's been around for a long, long time. Because, you know, shortly after that launch of the World Industries launch, they had one of the most groundbreaking videos of that time, Rubbish Heap. That was, when was it I wrote down here? 1989. So 2 years later, that video came out, and I still have a copy of it on a video home entertainment system cassette, you know, aka VHS tape. That video is a classic. Classic. You got to see Chris Branagh with his epic, I know it wasn't his choice, but epic song selection. Yeah, go watch it and you see what I'm talking about. It'll get stuck in your head. You're like, damn it, Rick, why'd you do that to me? Jeff Hartzell, Jesse Martinez, he was skating. It was a half pipe. I think it was like a, what, 8 foot half pipe? Not a lot of vert, but still, I was like, damn, Jesse can do skate vert back in the day? Yeah. Had Dune, Ron Chapman, Jeremy Klein, you know, of course, killed it. And even Mike Valley. So he was on the team way back then. Oh, and also pay a close attention to the way they edited Randy Colvin's part. Yeah, he's a known Mongo pusher. But you would never know. You could never tell. It's kind of one of those, no one's going to know. Except it was, you know, IYKYK. You know, if you know, you know. They hit it very well. That video had many great quotes because I watched little bits of it. Did you hear what I said, fella? That's not made for that. Gotta watch it to see. This, yes, I totally forgot about this too. This is my friend Joe. I met him yesterday, and it pans over. It was Chris Pastor's friend at the time. Hey, Chris, how's that friendship going? Because from what I recall, your boy Joe, he didn't look too thrilled at the time. I don't think you guys were getting along. You said it was a new friend. Didn't start off on a good note there. I mean, are you guys good? I want to know. Let's get a follow-up. There's people telling Rocco to make love to himself in this video. I think I heard it twice. But his part was around the 7-minute mark, if you want to go back and check it. I go, all right, who's this Steve Rocco guy? I mean, he's been a contest skater. You know, he was a contest skater, I should say. And you want to see what he's all about? A dude has skills. He has skills. I mean, he was in freestyle, street. I don't think he skated vert, but the main thing, though, the main kicker I wanted to point out about Steve Rocco, and a lot of people won't know this or don't know this, he was the person responsible for the modern-day version of Rodney Mullen. Yeah, I didn't mention him earlier, but yeah, Rodney Mullen was on the team, too. And in Rubbish Heap, you got to see the demise of a quote-unquote freestyle Rodney. And yes, there's freestyle in this video, and vert is like, what? But it was an 80s video. I mean, of course it has it. Of course it does. So yeah, Rocco single-handedly created Rodney 2.0. There you go. Is that a skate trivia question? Speaking of, I can't wait for the next version to come out. But when you go back and watch it, though, see all the tricks that Rodney created. All the stuff he did on a freestyle board and just segued over to a regular board. And those were big boards back in the day, too. Those were big. And you knew it was only a matter of time. You know, Rocco just gave him that push. You know, well, actually, I won't spoil it for you, but let's just say Rodney didn't have a choice to move on. And no, guns weren't involved. Don't go there. However, just imagine getting a letter from your boss stating that you're no longer the person you once were. How's Rocco going to do that? He's going to do that to Louis. Louis, you're no longer an 8.0 or a 7.775 skater, dude. I'm going to focus all those boards. So, yeah, if you haven't seen the video yet, do it. I'm hyping it up because Steve Rock was in the announcement. I love that video. It's a classic. So I'll try to remember. I'm pretty sure I'll remember putting the notes below. But yeah, Rubbish Heap should not be hard to find on the YouTube. So yeah, after all that has been said, we still don't know what Rocco's role is going to be. At what capacity? I mean, is he still retired? Will he be working part-time there? Will he be the door greeter? Hi, welcome to Sidewalk Distribution. Can I help you today, sir? Ma'am, do you need assistance to your car? Or will he have an office? That's the question. Is he going to be in there more than, what, 30? What's minimum wage these days? Or minimum? Part-time is, what, 35 hours or less? Is he going to be a full-time employee? I had a thought. What if he throws us all a huge curveball and brings back Big Brother? Don't laugh. Stop laughing. Real talk, though. What if his plan is to bring, you know, Double B back? I know. We need another skate mag like we need another board brand or wheel brand or bolt brand or hardware brand. There's not a lot of rail brands out there, but you get what I'm saying. The market is completely flooded. But why not? It's got a cult following. Subscribers would come back. Economy's doing pretty well right now. Jobs are going, up on the up and up. Especially if he wants to have a magazine, whether digital or print, to help advertise, Sidewalk Distribution, kind of help out the brands. I know. I know it's a stretch, and I'm giving this free advice to them. They're not going to hear it, but it just popped in my head, so I had to mention it. What if Big Brother's back? However, though, nothing is truly official yet because his wiki page isn't updated. So here's what it says. I'll read it. I'm too lazy to create an account and update it. But as of this podcast, it states, Stephen Salvador Rocco, I bet you didn't know that, born January 16, 1960, is an American businessman and skateboarder. He founded the skateboarding company World Industries with Rodney Mullen in 1987. He sold the company in 2002 and is currently retired. Says it right there on his wiki. So technically, it's not official yet. What? Yeah, they had a press release. It's not official yet, though. Much like TJ Rogers, this one is pending approval as well. Rocco has to either, he has 24 hours to either get it his wiki page updated or throw down an S hand sign to proceed. I don't make the rules. I'm sorry. So it's not official. It says right there. He is currently retired. So only time will tell. But my guess is that either the Nine Club, Jenkum, or Mostly Skateboarding will probably land an interview with him first. Those are my three guesses. I mean, should he want to, that is. But think about it. That's going to get a lot of clicks. That's going to get a lot of attention to Sidewalk Distribution and those brands. Everyone's going to be like, Rocco. People be outside of all the studios when they're recording those podcasts. Like, you can't record. It's too loud. They're all, sorry, Rocco. We got to go outside and address these fans. They're just too loud. I can't record. But maybe we'll get to hear about the full backstory about it all then. So, I don't know. I like I said, that would be huge. Do I have a shot of getting them on the show? Maybe. Probably not. I don't know if I want them, though. I don't want to be the first. I'll let someone else talk to them. But it would be cool. I wouldn't be, like I said, I would always chat about it. But like I said, those three are probably going to get them. Those are probably the go-to ones. But either way, think about it. This move definitely got our attention, or at least a lot of the podcasters' attention, a lot of industry's attention. Let me know your thoughts. What do you think? Had to get some water. Hopefully my voice can make it through this episode. My gosh. Excuse me. So keeping it on the topic of jobs and in-season moves, Joa Field, better known as Gifted Hater, just created the YouTube Skate Park League, and I'm all for it. Did you check this one out? It was stop one, per the title. Of course, that means hopefully there'll be many, 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 many more. YouTube Skate Park League, stop one. Joa did say it. He said first annual. So we better get another one next year. Doesn't necessarily have to be right, perfectly timed on the 12-month mark, but 2025, it has to happen, Joa. It has to happen. I mean, much like Ted Barrows, you know, this old ledge, I hope this makes Gifted Hater so damn busy that he begins to hate it. Hate it. He's like, damn it, why did I think of this idea? It was genius. It was brilliant. I know. But I'm busy now. I'm way too busy. I can't handle this. I'm all for it. I'll come on here and hype it up. It's the contest we all didn't know we needed. Very loosely based off Street League. I mean, Joa wasted no time creating his own version of kind of their logo. The top hat. No, the top hat throws away. You won't get a cease and desist. No, it's fine. I mean, he wasted no time creating his format for the league, and he also wasted no time recruiting top-level judges to show up late for his league. I didn't think I was going to laugh as much as I did, which got me thinking, like, how often do you laugh while watching a contest? You know, well, ones that are not, you know, hosted by Gary Rogers. You know, some people love or hate him when he's doing that too. But other than that, seriously, they're always way too just kind of formal and serious, or they try too hard, you know, try to be funny. Gifted Hager's kind of naturally funny. And we all know he's got the goods to make this a success, which I'm telling you all now, this has got to get big. This has got to get huge. Let's get this thing to like 1 million views. And he can't. He can't not do another one. Get it up there. You want to know who's probably losing some sleep right now? Like literally right now? Andrew Cannon. I like the dude. I have nothing against him. I think he does a great job commentating, and he plays the role as announcer well. But Joa, he's straight coming for him. Keep your head on a swivel, Andrew. Look that way. And he's coming. You probably won't even hear him breathing. Silent assassin coming for you. But be careful though, Joa, because if you take his job, you probably wouldn't have time to work on your YouTube skate park league. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I mean, we've got something cooking here. Like I dropped in that wee. I mean, how far can we go with this, Joa? When's the next one? Will the judges be returning? We need to start playing this because 11 months goes by very fast. Got to have it locked in way before then. But I'm serious. Joa's a natural at this. I mean, don't believe me? Are you a gifted hater? You still need to watch it, though. Just watch the greatness that he is. For example, he's already got product placement down. He's a pro. It's not as easy as it sounds. You don't want to make it too obvious. But pay attention to his sci-fi fantasy beanie, okay? Notice how the logo shifts sides according to, you know, the direction he's speaking, you know, speaking towards when, you know, it's left or right of the screen. Those are all deliberate moves to keep his boss's logo on the screen for maximum exposure. Yeah, he gets it. All those minor details. He gets it this early on in the league. That's what's crazy. Early on, I mean, brands are going to be hitting him up big time since he's got this going so early on. He's figured it out. Surprise, I'll see him sipping on some Yoo-Hoo for the next stop. So I don't care. I didn't sell out. They're paying the rent for the next 12 months. Anyway, so back to the contest. So here's some notes that I took in between, you know, laughing, of course. Oh, damn. Actually, the first note I wrote down. Why didn't I look at this before I just talked? So this actually is kind of killing the vibe I just sent for this, you know, created for this contest, because I totally forgot about this one. So, you know, over here, too busy drooling over the possibilities. But now that I think about it, it actually might be doomed. And after all that I just said, gone. I say this because I wrote down the words, please don't look at me while I record. He said that 30 seconds into this contest. Please don't look at me while I record. We're going to have to work on that one for the tour, though. Joa, I mean, because people do indeed have to look at the host on occasion. It's just a natural thing to do. I guess we all could kind of get used to it. Let me try doing it right now to look at my notes. Look at the corner of our eyes, you know. We could do that. I mean, maybe the audience members can do that. They'll shift, like, all their seats, like, 40 degrees or something. Kind of look out of the corner of their eye. I mean, that actually might save the league. But I'm glad I wrote that down because that could be disastrous. Joe should know that eyeballs equals on him. That's a, you know, you're a commentator. You're the host. I mean, judges and all. At least he said please, though. He can't see? There's that. I'll give him that. But for this stop, he only had three YouTube skaters, you know, purposely leaving out John Hill. I can't remember what he said. He's like, oh, I'm not going to call that guy. Hell no. Or something. It's like, dude, stop two, Joa. Got to have John Hill on. But at first I was like, damn, it's a bold move, Cotton. Let's hope I remember how to say his name because I wrote it down. So they had writers, Jeff DiCesare. I think I said that right. Nailed it. Brian Arnett. Ricky Glazer. So they were all in attendance, three YouTube skaters, and each skater got two runs. They keep one of those scores and then five best trick scores. So with each of those attempts, you get two attempts, keeping four of those scores overall. So they get two attempts on the best tricks. They get five tries, but two attempts per, and they keep four of those scores overall. It's pretty fair, right? Pretty easy to follow along. I like the two-attempt option. That's very cool. And the celebrity judges. Oh, I could go on about this. I could have a whole episode about the judges. But let me introduce them first. Donovan Wildfong, which he said, you know, Levi's website, male model, Neen Williams-style heel flip, good with children. After seeing him, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Neo, our boy, has 9,000 hours on CSGO. I had to look that up. I'm like, huh? That was a CS:GO. I don't know what that is. And in fact.com, he's level 10. What the hell is that? I tried looking up. I couldn't figure out what that is. And he says Swedish Discord mod. Okay. All right. And their diversity hire, Chandler, he's a pro skater, drives a Prius. Okay. So those are the judges. And what I liked about this contest is that, as he even said, one of the perks, one of the benefits, one of the different, how it's different from other contests is the judges are right there and they're accessible. Jeff actually was seen kind of creeping in the background, trying to get some intel on like their insights and kind of how they're, maybe what they're looking for. And he got called out for it, but it worked. They were accessible. He was trying it. But for real though, the one thing about this event that would be a somewhat negative, but it's a funny negative, is the judges scoring. Whoa. I mean, be sure to play along at home and see how you would have scored it. My numbers were way off for many of the runs. Way off. I was like, whoa. But it's all good, though. I mean, I'm sure they'll work out the kinks in the end over the next few years. And then in 10 years, it'll be fine. like I said, the numbers were so off. Favoritism, you know, it's all subjective, of course. Like, yeah, and the scores were all over the place. But this was all fun and games, you know, real time. I mean, I've never laughed this much while watching a contest. But yeah, I'm just curious, where's the next one going to be, Joa? Because, you know, like Ted now, you got to get this thing on the road. Got to travel a little bit now. This is going to be higher, you know, prize purses in addition to those, what was it, Jimmy Neutron DVD and stuffed animals and cash. I loved that. But I do have to mention one thing. It's like a huge elephant in the room. Only because the similarities. But what's going to happen when things get like so big and this catch, you know, gets Rob Dyrdek's attention? You catch his attention? Ruh-roh! Because it will. It's going to get that big. You can have Dyrdek. He's been knocking on your door. But Joa might need his help, like, to get this to the next level. Think about that. Grab your popcorn. You know what I mean? Because we all know Joa has trashed Rob Dyrdek over the years. It's going to get weird. It's going to get nice. This thing's growing, even after the first one. So, but I was thinking, too, who should the next round of YouTube skaters be? No, I think three actually is the magic number too. It's just the right amount of contestants, and it's doable for the judges too. You know, three judges actually is good as well, and it helps them keep track of everything. And the format works. As I said, two attempts for a best trick is a game changer. So, well done, Joa. Well done. I hope you keep this one going for a long, long, long time until you get sick of it. You're just done. But then you're like, damn, look what I created. Oh, and I have to agree, those of you who have seen the video, that was totally a pressure flip. You know what I'm talking about. That was totally a pressure flip. I agree with you on that one, too. So, YouTube Skate Park League. I dig it. And finally, Real Skateboards presented us with Toby Ryan, a name that I know I've seen or heard over the years, but wasn't really on my radar, well, at least until now. Holy crap. What is going on, Real? What are you putting in the water over there? How do you keep getting skaters of this quality? We need answers. Real didn't just present this to us. They smacked us right in the face, like twice. In fact, you remember the line of people waiting for the lady freaking out on the movie Airplane? It's kind of like that. It's kind of how I feel with Real all the time. I'm like, dude, Real is doing that to us. I mean, maybe that's kind of a bit of a stretch, but that scene is at the top of my mind because I'm listening to the audiobook about the movie right now. Oh, highly recommend anyway. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I felt like, dude. Toby was off the hook. Toby dropped on Friday. Yeah, Friday. So today is Saturday. So yeah, Toby was, he was off the hook on Friday. Just yesterday. I mean, right from the opening trick, I was hooked. Most people, I mean, wouldn't even consider flying that far for an ollie, let alone a backside 360. But I paused it. You can pause it at about 8 seconds in at the 180-degree mark. He still has another half rotation to do. And look how awkward that launch is. That's a huge feat. And then unpause it and pay attention to how much he cleared the curb by. Okay. Reminds me of the launch ramp days when you're launching off the side. You're still getting like warmed up. Until you finally go over the top. But yeah, the dude just flew way off and over the curb. Another standout trick for me was that 110. Heel flip over that bank to, you know, that rail / gap. There's some steps there. But that spot looks so gnarly. And after, like, when I first watched the video, I didn't really pay attention to the people on the steps. Those aren't homies. Those are people who live at that home or that apartment. Those are people who live there. And they're probably coming down to pick up their mail. It was like, oh, geez, here we go. Here's another one. Toby didn't even need them to move out of the way. So I would have been so distracted and just like told them, like, go ahead. Can you please just proceed? Because I can't do anything until you're out of my view. Can't tell you're out of my periphery. Talk about a crusty landing. No, thanks. No, thanks. And you know, I was never able to figure out what a switch backflips. Backflips alone were hard, but switch backflips, never able to do them. But after seeing his massive one at 259, I was like, maybe I wasn't going big enough. The way he floated that one, it made it look like that was the secret. Go faster, go higher. Don't need to try those on flat. Nah. You got to go bigger. Float that bad boy and let the flight and the gravity take care of it for you. That's all you have to do, Rick. Regards, Toby. I still don't know which one's harder, though. I mean, switchback flip. Or a front flat flip. Yeah. I mean, if I had to answer, I'd just say yes. Yeah. But his switch game's on point, though. I mean, even if it's a switch front 180, you have to check it out. It was at that about 325 down that 8 set. He didn't even start rotating until like the 5th stair on that descent. I mean, most people, we pop and we begin to spin right away. Because we want to kind of have plenty of time to adjust and make for impact. Not Toby. He does a switch ollie. And then about midway through, he decides, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to spin this bad boy. Just kind of spin a little bit. You know, just because it was convenient. It's convenient at the time. I had plenty of air. I mean, he was already up there. Had plenty of time to rotate. So why not? Okay. You know, plus, you know, he wanted to land and then do a quick fire backside 180 flip. So good. But yeah, pay attention to when he starts to spin. Oh, jeez. And his ender, his ridiculous NBD because Shane's was a nollie. But I was like, damn, Toby, what the hell? Why you gotta do us like that? My brain can't even comprehend attempting that there. I would get destroyed just trying to nollie 180 down Wahlberg. No way in hell. Toby's out there with some gourmet tricks. You know, we would have settled for some, like, freeze-dried taster's choice. But no. His whole part, I could have mentioned every single trick. Dude just slayed it. And he's on real skateboards. I mean, of course he is. Congrats, dude. Congrats. Can't wait to see what he does next. I mean, seriously. Well, job to that team. And while we're on the team, the topic, I should say, of the skateboarding, real skateboarding team, my list of can't wait to see tricks for fellow rider Kyle Walker continues to grow and grow. It's growing. It's growing. It's growing. Dude has been putting in the work. I know. I follow his Instagram. I know. I've been following for a while now. Been waiting patiently. It's been a couple years now since at least, yeah, that gap ollie in the back of the Thrasher. There's another gap ollie that was a few issues, about 6 or 7 months ago, maybe even sooner. All I have to say is be prepared, and I'm talking to myself now, be prepared to be blown away. This is going to live up the hype, but it hasn't really been hyped. Like, there's no real talk, and no, like, oh, yeah, Kyle, you know, he's just been putting in the work. He's putting his head down, putting in the work. But this thing has been building for a long time now. It's almost too long. That's why I had to point that out. You guys, I'm going to hold my hand. I'm getting a little, and I'm holding my hands really wide as far as I can go. Ooh, my wingspan is not that wide. I'm getting a little impatient. Okay? We saw Toby. Where's Kyle? Where's your manager? I know you're busy, JT, but dude, seriously. Kyle Walker footage anytime soon? Hello? Pretty please? With sugar on top? But I thought I would just mention that to the universe. You know, we'll see what happens. Will there be something in 2024? I sure hope so. Don't make us wait. Come on, guys, please. Anyway, but back to Toby Ryan. Did I congratulate him? I think I did, but if not, congrats again, dude. You killed it. Straight up, you did the damn thing. Well deserved. That's all I've got for this week, guys. I will talk to you next week. See ya.